Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, July 1st, 2011. This is Audioboo number 100. Hard to believe. Reached the 100 mark in the Audioboos. But it's Friday, and wow, what an upbeat week for the stock market, right? You know what? It's just crazy. The S&P 500 was up 5.6% for the week. Every single flipping day, we had a positive return. The Dow was 5.4% positive this week, and the NASDAQ was leading, which is a good thing. We'd like to see the NASDAQ lead. It was up 6.2% for the week. So there was some upbeat news this morning, which was the ISM number, right, the manufacturing number. And, you know, that was the excuse the market needed to lift off. And so let's just talk about the I mean, there's some obvious things too, but let's talk about the you know, the data has actually been pretty good this week. It's been surprising on the upside. So a lot of the fears about Greece and stuff have been kind of shuffled off in the background, even though the fears exist and they're realistic. I mean, Greece is basically just borrowing money to continue their spending, right? The austerity measures, and even though they're doing some spending cuts and raising some taxes on the rich, they're also just borrowing money to keep their system going. I mean, they've got a lavish pension system and stuff like that. So it's really unsustainable. It's kind of what happens when you run out of other people's money, paraphrasing Margaret Thatcher, about her take on socialism, right? Works great for a while, and then, hey, where'd all the money go? You got to borrow it to keep it going. So looks like Greece is going to do some borrowing. So at some point, that's going to resurface, and there's the other countries over in Europe. But right now, we're heading into, well, the 4th of July weekend, which does have a little bit of bias to the positive side. Plus, it's the end of quarter, end of month, and I talked about that last time and also on the blog. So, hey, why fight it? It's been a great week. I'm still in my SPY trade. If you've been listening and reading the blog, you know I took a business position in the SPY for a trade. I did sell before the summer season and got out of the market to avoid the correction. And last year when I did that, I didn't try to play a summer rally, and this year I did. So looks like I've caught it. So that's good. Assuming I don't let it all go away if the market turns back down. July will be interesting because earnings are going to come out again, right? And more data, more economic data. In addition, we'll see what happens with the European countries. That sort of thing. Hey, what a day. What a week. Let's go on. So one of the signs of a mania, and we saw this before the market started heading down, was, remember the LinkedIn IPO, which kind of hit at the peak of the market rally before the sell in May hit. This is from Zynga. Zynga files for IPO of up to $1 billion. Social game maker saw revenue and earnings surge in 2010. This is from MarketWatch.com. Let's see. Zynga didn't spell out a proposed offering price range or the number of shares to be included in the deal. The company also didn't specify on which exchange it intends to list its shares. So, who knows? But this one, later this year. So maybe that'll be another reason to get all excited. Zynga's actually one that they do make money, so not like LinkedIn, right? Kind of interesting. And by the way, the economic recovery turns to, remember the stock market bottomed in March of 2009. Remember that? Like it was like March 9th or something like that. I don't have my charts up, but that's the date that rings a bell. And so the market's been rallying over 2 years. So you know it's starting to get a little long in the tooth, but we should start to see this feed into the employment numbers, and I think it has somewhat, but also the government tax revenues, and I think we're seeing that already. California has already reported that revenues are exceeding expectations, and if you've been following the budget fiasco in Sacramento, you know, the voters passed a measure last year that said that the legislature couldn't be paid if they didn't pass a budget on time, and the first budget failed, so the state controller did withhold pay. But the next one passed yesterday, was signed by the governor, June 30th. So, but they made some assumptions that, you know, kind of like liar loans. They made some assumptions on the revenue coming in to make the budget balance. So we shall see how that goes. My guess is in a few weeks they'll announce that there's another deficit. But we'll see. You know, tax revenues are coming in a little higher than expected. So unemployment's still a little too high, though, even though the recovery's too. I guess it's just because it was deeper, right? We've got the the recession, they're calling it the Great Recession, and I think it's on the heels of a few bubbles. You know, we had the stock market bubble in the early 2000s, actually late 1999 to 2000, that kind of crushed everyone's assets and pensions and that sort of thing. And then they all went to real estate, right? And then they lost more money when that bubble crashed. And so that's the deal. That's I think why this one's a little hurts a little bit more. It's not just our jobs that went down the tubes, but it's our portfolios and our ability to borrow as well. I mean, when the housing crisis came on, money got tight, right? I mean, they started turning down people. You couldn't just go there and make a liar loan and continue your spending ways. Hey, do you see that gasoline is 24 cents a cheaper gallon than Memorial Day? It's true. Remember before Memorial Day, oil prices were spiking and everyone was saying, "Oh my God, what does this mean when summer's going to happen? Gas prices are going to go to 5 and 6." And heck, I thought they were too. But it's kind of funny. I've noticed this in past years that it seems like oil prices tend to spike a little bit before the summer season, and then once the summer season hits, they ease back a little bit because the worst case scenario doesn't happen. So, something to put in the future file in the notepad that hey, you know what? If we get a buildup in gasoline prices and in oil prices way ahead of the Memorial Day, then if you're long, you might want to think about getting out, and if you might want to think about shorting it. I don't know. It says gasoline prices usually peak in the summer. This year, however, they peaked on May 5th. The subsequent slide in pump prices has made gasoline an average 24 cents cheaper than it was on Memorial Day. The national average now stands at 3.55 per gallon. This is from USA Today. So there you go. So it's probably all around economic cooling, although I'm not sure. I know I told you about Vegas. Vegas was crazy. So here you go, Sonic Burgers, Burger King, other fast food chains selling alcohol. Hey, would you like a beer with that Happy Meal? The trip to the fast food joint that was once all about burgers and fries is increasingly about something that could require you to flash your ID: beer and wine. In a bid to boost business, two Sonic restaurants in South Florida soon will sell beer and wine. The move follows Burger King Whopper Bars, recently opened in Miami, Las Vegas, and Kansas City, that sell beer. Starbucks recently began to serve local beer and wine in a handful of Seattle stores. So it looks like they're branching out. Can you imagine that on a Friday night? Or go have a drink somewhere? How about Burger King? So there you go. We cruise the headlines really quickly here. Farmville, let's see, that's Zynga. GM and Ford sales rise in June. Honda falls. I think Japanese car makers in general still dealing with the aftermath of the quake, the tsunami, the radiation, everything. So the other thing coming up this summer, heck, within a month, is going to be the debt ceiling. To me, that's just like, it's crazy because you know they're going to raise the dumb thing, right? I mean, why do we even have a debt ceiling? I don't know. Just like this token thing. It doesn't really seem to make any difference. As soon as we get close to it, they raise it. And now that the Congress is split and the GOP has the House, then we're seeing more discussion about it. Anyways, hey, it is a Friday, the beginning of a new month. Is anything about the stock market coming up? I mean, we're still in the first of the month strength through the first few days, but the stock markets are not going to go up every single flipping day. So it's time to kind of reset expectations, I think. But it's nice to see a little bit of a rally. Remember last year we had a rally too during the summer before it fell back down to what was a triple bottom. We've had a double bottom now. If you look at March, you look at the June low, and will we have is the double bottom it? I mean, when you have a V move like this, kind of go straight up, you kind of almost expect it to fail and go back down and retest again. So that's my guess. I don't know what I'm going to do to position myself for it. I'm still basically long with the spider trade. I do have a little bit of cash, and I'm still in low beta stuff. So if we get down there again, then I will probably rotate back into higher beta stuff. And but hopefully I'll be out of my spider trade by then and have locked in the gain, so I won't write it back down. Anyways, Tate, that's it. I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skain. See ya.
Yes is no. Status quo. Up is down. Chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. An idiot show. It is out. Whisper is a shout. Dark is light. I never got it right in the idiot show. Idiot show. Who I thought that I was. Who I thought that I could trust. When it all came down, I was nowhere to be found. In the idiot show. It's the same old fight. Every single night. The truth is a lie. Hello means goodbye in the idiot show. The idiot show. Yes is no. Stop is go. Up is down. You chase your tail around. You chase your tail around. Chase your tail around.